You can find other erotic hypnosis titles just like this one at www.MzDominica.com. That's MzDominica.
Sit back now in your chair or couch, or lie down on your bed, nice and relaxed and comfortable and warm. Listen closely to my voice and let yourself sink in. Sink into the softness beneath you. Feel its warmth mix with the warmth of my voice. As I enfold you and surround you, that's right, nice and relaxed and easy. Now take a slow, deep breath. One, two, three, and let it out. Slowly, three, two, one. Feel yourself drift as you slowly inhale again. One, two, three, and out. Three, two, one. And one, two, three, and out. Three, two, one. Keep breathing slowly and deeply like that, while you listen to my voice and feel yourself drift. Just like you do late at night, on a night when there's nothing you have to do, no place you need to be, nothing to do. So relaxed and lazy and sleepy, like when you have the television on but you're not really paying attention. You watch a while, then you change the channel. The shows all seem the same. You're not really watching, just some old movies. It's kind of nice just to let the movie play a while, not really paying attention. The sound is on low. You watch the pictures, the people scurrying around, talking to each other, lips moving. But you don't really hear them. You breathe slowly and deeply and find your eyes gently closing. You're not sure from moment to moment whether your eyes are really opened or closed. As you gently drift in and out, not quite sure what's happening on the screen, you find the story seems so familiar, so very familiar. Music plays, they're dancing, hundreds of people, the men in a palace uniforms, the women in beautiful ball gowns. Your eyes drift closed again, and you take another slow, deep breath. When your eyes opened, you find yourself gazing into the glittering crystals at the chandelier. The sparkles of light draw you in deeper, flashing and sparkling, flashing and sparkling. And then the image slowly moves down to the most beautiful woman you have ever seen. She's dressed in a gold and white, beautiful, in a ball gown that seems to shimmer. Somehow her gown looks much tighter than what the other women are wearing, showing off more of her curves, sensual curves, her shoulders, her arms, the soft, full tops of her breast. Her blonde hair is arranged in waves and curls with ringlets, like a golden waterfall atop her head. Tiny glittery diamonds in her hair, like water droplets, like the crystals catching the light, sparkling into your eyes. She looks at you, and you cannot tear your gaze away. And she walks towards you. The sky blue of her eyes holds you still, like a statue. You reach out to take her hand, her white gloved hand, and you gallantly bend to kiss it. And as you do, you inhale her scent. You breathe in deeply and slowly, smelling cherries, sandalwood, and sex. This last part surprises you and delights you all in one. As you stand up and gaze again into my eyes, and you realize I'm the one you've been looking for all this time. You ask me to dance, and I nod yes. And we go, gently gliding around the ballroom. You continue to look into my eyes, becoming lost in them. In the deep blue of my eyes, and the cherry sex smell of my perfume, and the sparkle of my golden hair. You don't remember bringing me to the balcony, away from everyone, quiet, private, or did you? Did you bring me, or did I bring you? You breathe slowly and deeply again, looking from my eyes to my cherry red lips, stealing a look at my breast. Or was the look really stolen? I sit down on the stone bench and you slowly sink onto your knees, in front of me, gazing. As I raise the hem of my ball gown to show you my legs, rising higher and higher, I reveal my smooth, firm calves, all the way up to my knees. You hope I'll raise my gown higher, but instead I extend one foot toward you. My foot is encased in a clear glass slipper. And as my leg rises closer to your face, you are overwhelmed by the scent of my skin. Carefully remove the slipper. You set it aside and begin to massage my foot. Under the arch, then up to the toes, squeezing each toe in turn. First the big toe, then the second toe. Again, and again, and again. You don't realize you've been bending forward more and more until your lips touch my foot, as you kiss it so gently. The clock strikes midnight and I quickly withdraw my foot. I say I must leave, and before you can stand, I've left the balcony too quickly to follow. You're left kneeling on the ground, holding nothing but my glass slipper, remembering my cherry sex perfume. You breathe deeply in and out. As your eyes drift close, you remember the search all over the land for the one woman you have never resisted. You can never forget. Your eyes drift open again and you see yourself rise from your carriage and enter the house. Maybe this will be the one you've been looking for. There are several women in the house, but they don't seem to matter somehow. Only one, a beautiful blonde, sitting serenely in a big chair. This isn't like the stories you've heard. She is the one who seems to be in charge. The others do what they're told. You approach and she extends her foot. Even before you start to slide the glass slipper over her dainty toes, you recognize my cherry scent. You gaze at my legs so smooth and warm, and you find yourself drifting again, breathing my perfume, feeling the warmth of my legs. Your eyes drift closed and you open them again. How long has it been? You again find yourself kneeling before me, but now we're in the palace, and I'm your queen. Sitting on the throne as my cherry sex perfume spreads through the air, you continue to drift and kiss my feet. And everyone around us slowly, gently falls asleep. But that's a different movie, isn't it? You find yourself back on your couch, the movie over. But my image remains in your mind. and you can still smell it, can't you? My cherry perfume. You will smell it and feel my warm, smooth skin so close to your face. And you will see my face gazing down upon you all night, all through your dreams. All night, all through your dreams. All night.